Your feelings on this momentous day today, Peter?
Well, obviously it's a sad day for me as well. You know, I've had a great run on the field, a great career, won everything, you know, at least once, six doubles. You know, there's just things there that, you know, I'll never forget. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody has to move on at some point. And this is my time to move on now. I think it's probably the right time. You know, the last few years have been disappointing in terms of my own personal performance, and injuries have taken a toll, have been a factor in that. But more than that, it's disappointing that we haven't won anything as a team really the last three seasons, and that is as a Linfield fan, that hurts probably the most. But I'll still look back. It won't devalue certainly the achievements that I've had at Linfield, but I would have liked to have gone out by winning something. But at the end of the day, you don't get that choice necessarily in football when you're going. And I certainly understand the decision the club are moving in by wanting to sort of freshen things up next year. And I understand that the certain players maybe will have to go for new players to come in, and that's just part and parcel of life at a football club. For me, as I say, I've had a great run, made some great friends out of it, played under some, you know, great coaches, and right from, you know, the youth team up through the Swifts into the first team, you know, I've played with great coaches and great players, and as I say, I've made a lot of good friends.
So many highlights. Pick out a few of them.
Probably for me, Satanta Cup final would be one. The clean sweep year, pretty much the whole season was a highlight. And obviously the final against the Glens itself, and the Irish Cup finals, really, you know, the league championships are brilliant, and they're the one you want to win at the beginning of the season and give you the most satisfaction. But the Irish Cup final day itself is the biggest day in local calendar, and it's a game that everybody wants to play in. I've been fortunate enough to do it, you know, six times, scored in four of those games, and haven't lost an Irish Cup game. So it's been that for me is a highlight. You know, the Irish Cup has been a trophy where my record has been really, really good in, and it's something that I've enjoyed playing in, and I look upon it almost as if it's my trophy when I see other teams playing in the finals the last couple of years. You know, I am envious looking at it going, you know, I wish that was me again. But, you know, I've had my day of playing in games, and hopefully, you know, you never know what can happen down the line in the future for me. But, you know, as I say, I've had a great run on the field, and at the end of the day, all good things come to an end, and every single player will face it at some point of their career, wherever they play, and it's just something you have to accept and deal with and move on with. And the club they've done it the right way. Everything's been done well, and obviously from the manager and the board and stuff, everything was done the correct way, just like you would expect for a club like Linfield to do their things.
So many great goals. Can you pick out any that stand out for you?
Goals. Most of my goals were sort of in and around the box, so not too many wonder goals, but probably one of the ones that would stick out for me in terms of being one of my better goals would have been probably the Glentoran, I think it was 2011 Irish Cup semi-final, where it sort of got a ball played into me, turned and had a strike from outside the box, as I say. So anything sort of from outside the box is a bit out of the norm for me, so that would probably stand out. And even sort of a couple of years, I think at the beginning of the last season, the goal at Portadown, where I scored a nice goal down at Portadown the first day of the season. I enjoyed that one. But really, for me, every single goal, it didn't matter if it was a tap-in from a few centimetres out, or if it was a really good goal. I just thrived in scoring goals, and I enjoyed every single goal, no matter who the opposition, what the score was in the game. It meant so much for me just to score goals for Linfield, because it's something that I wanted to do since I was a kid. I'm very fortunate they've got the opportunity to basically achieve my dreams and live out my dreams. And as I say, it's just something I'll cherish forever.
An emotional day, perhaps, tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess it will be. But, you know, it's one of the things, as I say, it's part and parcel of football. It's becoming less and less something maybe you see now, because players, certainly in England and wherever, sort of move on a lot quicker, and they move around clubs. And it's probably something because I've sort of really been only associated with Linfield. Obviously, I had a short spell away, but really pretty much from 2001 right up until now. So that's 14 years, really. It's been one club for me. And yeah, it will be a sad day and a strange day probably when the match is over, because that'll be it for me. And there will be no more next game at Linfield. But as I say, you know, life goes on, and at the end of the day, as I said, I've had a great run. more than what I imagined when I joined. You know, no matter what you say when you join as a 17-year-old, obviously you want to achieve all these things, but you know, you don't necessarily believe it's actually going to happen to you, and you know, you'd quite happily take a couple of league medals, certainly at the start, and for me to achieve what I've done has been great. And I've played with some, you know, really, really legendary players, played in a great era for Linfield, and I was lucky to be around when we had great teams and great players. And as I say, I've made some really, really good friends who obviously I'll always keep in contact with.
And the club's in good shape looking into the future, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, this year I think it's been a strange season for everybody, I think, connected, you know, in terms of obviously the ground situation, and it's been a bit nomadic really, you know, in terms of training and where we played our games, and I don't think it's been ideal, but you know, that was something that nobody could envisage, and it was nobody's fault for that, and it's just one of those things that we all had to deal with. And I think there's some really good young players there, and I just think with a couple of acquisitions just to beef the squad up, and even with the guys that's coming already, I think will really help with that. And I'm sure there'll be obviously a few more before the start of the season. And you know, I don't think there's any reason why, you know, next year the club can't go on better and get back to the top. And you know, I hope they do achieve that in the near future.
And your phone's bound to be buzzing with offers in the next few weeks and days, perhaps.
Well, it's just one of those things. You know, we just have to wait and see, and sort of let the dust settle a bit. I'm not going to, you know, rush into any, you know, rash decision and maybe regret it. You know, I'm just going to let the dust settle and see what happens, and whatever it will be, and you know, hopefully I can move on and enjoy my football again somewhere else.
A lot of nice things has been said about you today by way of tribute, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of not embarrassing, but it's one of them you're thinking, you know, really what people think of you, it means an awful lot. You know, I've been a fan since I was a kid. People know that, so to get that from the fans it means an awful lot to me. It does, because as I say, I can always relate with the fans, and I think, you know, the fans have understood that over the years. Even if I've been playing badly in games, I know it's not through lack of effort, certainly anyway. But, you know, as I say, just a big thank you to them for all the support they've given me over the years. And if I've given them a bit of joy over the years, then I'm delighted they've been able to do that.
And nice to get a trophy here tonight at Springdale, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tremendous trophy, to be honest. And it was really appreciated by myself, and it was nice of them to invite me up tonight, and it was really, really nice of them to present me with that trophy. It means a lot, and it'll take pride of place in the house. So well,
I think it's 17 winners' medals, 6 doubles, clean sweep, 230 goals, 417 games. On behalf of everybody, Peter, thanks for everything.
No problem. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.